Hi. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you're moving, but you're not really moving? You're stationary, but there's motion. Stationary motion. Hi, my name is Marley. Welcome to my corner of the internet. On this side, we embrace the good and the not so good days. We are a community that takes one day at a time, a safe space where authenticity and vulnerability is both encouraged and appreciated. We're happy to have you join us as we cruise through life. On this episode, we'll be talking about stationary motion. I've been feeling this for the past few months or so, and I just thought we'd talk about it, and it would be good if it was our first episode, right? So, what I mean by stationary motion is I've been feeling certain aspects of my life have been in motion, whereas other certain aspects have been stationary. There hasn't been any motion in certain areas of my life. See, okay, so for the past few months, emotionally and mentally, I've been, really in a good place, like the best place I've been in my life ever, and physically or any other areas, there hasn't really been any motion, right? So I'm really trying to fit all of this into words. So yeah, emotionally and mentally, I've been in a good place, in a good space. And when I haven't been in a good space, I've been making strides to, be better and yada, yada, yada. Just taking those steps to be a better version of myself mentally and emotionally has taken center stage in my life over the past few months. And it's been going good, There has been progress, and I feel confident and comfortable in that space. And if you've listened to the last few episodes, it was crazy and there was a lot going on. So to kind of like get to where I am right now is really good, and it feels refreshing, and it's a happy moment, and it brings so much joy with it, right? So with that, I've been doing so much. I've been putting in work to get to that space, to get to that mentally healthy space, emotionally healthy space, to set boundaries for myself and with other people, and honoring people's boundaries, just being aware of everything happening within me and also around me. So just taking time to focus on that, and just focusing on that. There has been motion in that aspect of my life, but in every other aspect, there's no motion, there's nothing going on, So I've been at home for most of this year. There's really not been a lot going on, to be quite honest. Nothing. Not really. Okay, let me just put it this way. There hasn't been anything going on. And it's been pretty stagnant. It's been pretty blah, So that's what I mean by stationary motion, okay? So one aspect is moving. Let's say you're doing great in your job and your love life is not doing so great. Or your love life is doing amazing, but career-wise, you're not doing great, or even mentally and emotionally. So yeah, that's what I mean by stationary motion. So it's really been a struggle, and at first I didn't really feel bothered by it. I wasn't really bothered by it. I didn't feel bothered by it. But then when from an outsider looking in, people start to get concerned, people start to get worried, because I remember it got to a point where everyone is like, okay, now what do you have going on? And what do you have to show for yourself? You cannot present people and be like, oh, hey, my mental health is great. I might be unemployed and I'm at home 24/7, but guess what? My mental health is great, you know? So yeah, there's been that. And it's really been a struggle. I've had some very, very low moments. I've had moments where I'm like, okay, what the shit? What am I really doing? I'm focusing on my mental health, yes, but and there really shouldn't be a but, you know, there really shouldn't. It should be I'm happy and I'm okay and I feel safe and I feel okay and I'm fulfilled and whatnot, but it's not that way, you know. That's not how society is, that's not how life is, that's not how our day-to-day is. It would be great if it were that way, but it's not, you know. So yeah, there's been that, and it really got me down, I'm not gonna lie. You know, I wasn't podcasting. I wasn't really podcasting at the time. When it comes to my pieces, I wasn't writing as much. I wasn't really doing much. I was just by myself, and it really starts to kick in when everyone around you has something going on for themselves. You know, a new relationship, a new baby, a new job, a promotion, a new house, a new car, a new this. You have people around you are moving, and you feel like you're not really moving, but you are. I'm not really sure if that makes sense, you know? So for me, it was like everyone around me has things going on. My friends are launching businesses, they're doing podcasts, they're doing great musically, they're doing great in their careers, and whatnot and whatnot. And it's like, okay, so what are you doing? You're like, I'm focusing on my mental health, you know? It should be something to be celebrated, but like I said, our day-to-day isn't that way. It's not in a situation where we're getting there, where mental health and mental whatever is, where mental health is becoming a priority and people are prioritizing it and celebrating that and embracing that. But it's not really as embraced as I have a new job or I got a promotion or whatever, when in reality it should, but it's not. I don't really know if you get my point, you know? Like, here I am, and I'm like, I'm in a much better space mentally and emotionally, and my mental health is great. But if someone were to come in and be like, oh, yeah, I just got a promotion, and they gave me a company car, and the company would be paying for my house, that person will be more celebrated as opposed to me, who's for the first time in my life feeling happy and fulfilled and in a good space mentally and emotionally. You know, none is better than the other, none is right or wrong. But as a society, we have pushed, we prioritize certain things more than others. We look for outward achievements. We celebrate outward achievements rather instead of inward achievement. Not that the outward should not be celebrated, but both should get equal celebration. You know what I'm saying? Both should be equally appreciated and celebrated. So I had to learn how to do that for myself, because around me, no one was going to do that for me. You know, no one was going to be like, oh, we're so proud of you. Your mental health is in a really good space. We're so proud of you for doing that. We're so proud of you for doing this and that. It was like, okay, you're home 24/7. What do you have to show for it? What plans do you have with your life? What do you want to do with your life? What direction do you want to take with your life? Yada, yada, yada. So it really pushed me to a corner, and I was just like, what is going, you know, it's you question yourself. You start to question every decision you've made, and you start to feel less than. You start to feel like it's really, and especially because you're alone with your thoughts, it can get dark really, really, really fast. So for me, it was just that moment. It was just realizing that, oh shoot, my mental health and my mental health accomplishments are as equally important as my friend who just launched a new business, as my friend who just, started posting their music on YouTube, as my friend who just launched their podcast or did this or did that. So they're equally as important. I'm not losing and you're winning. Your colleague who has a promotion, or your friend or your sister or brother who got a promotion at work, and you're at home focusing on your mental health, you're not losing and them winning, is what I'm trying to say. You have stationary motion, there's still motion, even in stationary motion, because yes, my love life has hit a snag. Yes, my career has hit a snag, but guess what? I am fulfilled. I am happy. I'm working on my mental health. The energy that I would have put in my job, I am putting in myself. And when this new version of myself is realized, it will be better, and I can do my job much better. I can be a better friend. I can be a better sister. I can be a better partner. So celebrate your little wins. Society has been conditioned in a way. We're conditioned in a way that only the outward is celebrated, when in reality we should celebrate the inward as well. If I am not happy as Molly, how can I be a better friend? How can I be a better sister, a better daughter? How can I be a better partner and whatnot? So it really should come from within. Do not feel ashamed. Do not feel like you're not enough because you're focusing on your mental health. Yes, you're at home 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I see you and I feel you because I've been you and I've been there. And in some ways, I'm still there. I'm still there and I'm still dealing with all of this. But what I would like to tell you is, you're not less of a human being for doing that. If someone else got a promotion and you overcame your attachment issues or your attachment style, guess what? You're both winning, and it should be celebrated, okay? None is better than the other. None is losing and none is winning. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate your inner and your outer self, your inner and outer accomplishments, and take each moment as a win, because each moment is a win. Okay? I love you. I am here and I am cheering you on. You will get there. There is definitely a light at the end of the tunnel. You will face a lot of dark moments. You will face a lot of difficult moments, and you will make it through. Maybe you know someone who's in that season of their life. The last thing this person needs is to be made to feel less than, to be made to feel like their accomplishments or what they're doing is not important or not worth celebrating or not worth doing. Practice love, practice patience, and just be there in whatever way that they need you to be. I realize that sometimes when we're being there for other people, we're doing what we want to do instead of what they need from us. So it's important to just be there, to listen, to ask questions. Never be afraid to ask, how may I help you? How can I be there for you? Because unless you ask, you'll never know. And if you do things when you do not really know, you end up doing more harm than good. Yeah? So it's important to just be there, show love, show kindness, be patient with this person, celebrate their little wins as much as you would celebrate big wins, because none is big and none is small, Everyone is winning in life in one way or another. My journey is not your journey, and we're all winning. Okay, no one is losing and another winning. So celebrate each moment. Celebrate each moment. Be present. Be there. Listen. Give a hug. Show some love. Show kindness. Show patience. It might look like something so small, but it will really go a long way. try in even if you don't really have to understand it, to be there for someone and show support. You will sometimes we support people even when we don't understand, because the last thing someone needs is to be questioned or feel like their feelings or feel like it's wrong to feel what they're feeling, okay? Oh my God, once again, I just have to say, I don't really, when I start talking, I just talk and I'm all over the place. So I'm really, really sorry if that was all over the place. However, I do hope that we got the message across and I spoke to you and you kind of got something from this episode. If you did, please don't forget to share it. Don't forget to tell a friend, to tell another friend. If there's any background noise, I am really, really sorry. There's a lot going on around me, but I will try to work on it as the season progresses. Yeah, thank you for your time. Thank you for choosing Crazy Cruising. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you and I appreciate you taking the time to listen. Please, as I said, spread love, spread kindness, be patient, ask questions, and just be present. It's important to really, really be present. Being there for someone and being present are really, really different. So try as much as possible to be present as opposed to just being there, okay? I love you. See you on the next one. I am so excited for this season. And oh, before I forget, if you would like to participate in the International Model United Nations conference, online conference, sorry, that is running on the 21st to the 22nd of August, I will leave my link. I will leave the link at the episode description. It will cost you $9 only, just $9, and they also give you certificates that are recognized by the United Nations and the Australian Embassy. And you do not have to be, don't really worry much about how to go about the conference. They offer free training for their participants, so just use you feel free to use the link on my on the episode description, sorry, and the referral code as well. I will leave all of that information in the episode description. Also, for more questions, you could check out www.internationalmun.org. I also have a few videos running on my Instagram account, that is at Molly underscore Sarah. I will also leave that in the episode description. Again, I really, really do love you and I appreciate you for being here and for listening to my podcast. Don't forget to share, don't forget to spread love, spread light, show kindness, be patient, and most importantly, be present. I love you. See you on the next episode. Bye.